Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to On the Front Lines of Caregiving, the podcast about making life easier and less lonely for family caregivers. This is your host, Lynette Whiteman. Today, we're going to offer guidance about managing the often difficult time in a caregiver's life when their loved one is in a nursing home. My guest today is Lisa Marie Churko, who is a journalist, an author, an elder care specialist, and who created nursinghomeology.com. And Lisa provides a nursing home navigator coaching service, which we're going to talk all about. Welcome, Lisa. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you so much, Lynette. Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
Thanks. I think all of us in the caregiving world and everywhere can pretty much agree that placing a loved one in a nursing home is a very, very tough decision. But sometimes it's the only decision a family has, and it actually can be the best choice for a family. So in your experience and what you've learned in this field, what do you wish that every caregiver and every family knew when they have placed a loved one in a nursing home? What's the one universal advice that you'd like to offer them?
Well, Lynette, that's a great question. And I would like them to always keep in mind that caregiving does not end at the nursing home door, that it's an ongoing process. Families become secondary caregivers, but they will always remain their loved one's strongest and best advocate.
Yeah, that's a great point. I think even for families like or friends, they think, oh, you have your loved one in a nursing home, you don't have to do anything anymore. And nothing could be further than the truth. So that's great. What do you think? I know that I struggle with this, not only in a nursing home situation, but also if my mom's in the hospital or in rehab. I find I struggle with that there's a fine line between being not a squeaky wheel, but an advocate for your loved one. Balance that with getting the reputation of being difficult and the staff not wanting to talk to you or sort of labeling you. How do you manage that line?
That's another excellent question, and that's huge because, you know, everything is done out of love, whether it's your spouse, your mom, your dad, a relative. You know, you're advocating, you want their best care, and you're up against some pretty harsh things. You know, a staff that's underpaid and overworked, and there's a lot of issues that are complicated, and inevitably, you know, it's that label, and a lot of families get it, and it's a tough line to walk, but it's always just remembering where you're coming from, and then also too seeing, understanding, having that, stepping back a little bit and having that compassion for them as well. So so the issue I know that our family experienced with my dad, and this is a not just across the U.S., this is a worldwide issue. You know, these nursing care centers, memory care centers are traditionally understaffed. And, you know, a lot of folks who work there are underpaid for a very extremely difficult job that they do. And you have to just remember their humanity. When you have stress, errors can happen, things can go wrong, nerves are frayed. So it's tough. It's not something you're going to master in the first few months, but eventually it's important too to step in and to get to know those people, get to know the CNAs, the nurses' aides, the LPNs, the RNs, the nursing supervisors, get to know everyone that works in the cafeteria, people in maintenance, people that take care of the grounds, getting to know everyone. And then having that respect because, you know, and it's a two-way street, and it might not always happen on both ends, but as much as you want that for your loved one, they're trying to do their job as well. So it's difficult. It's a tough balancing act, but it's taking a step back, breathing, and just remembering where they're coming from. And it's not easy to do, you know, we're all human. There's going to be days where you just want to scream. But yeah, it's a tough balancing act for sure.
Yeah. And I've also seen people ask questions about this or get advice about this, that they're told when they bring their person to their loved one to a nursing home that, and that person is like, I want to go home. Why'd you put me here? I want to go home. I want to go home. Some nursing home administrators and staff will say, don't come visit for a week. It's better for them to get used to you not being here. It's worse if you come and leave. Other people feel like, well, that's ridiculous. Of course you're going to come every day. Why would you want them to feel abandoned? Do you have any advice for caregivers on that?
Yeah. You always have to follow your own heart. And, you know, and then you can never go wrong. I mean, that's just when you said that, it just sort of reminded me of a pediatrician might tell, new parents, let the baby cry. You know, you, at the end of the day, you want your best for your loved one. And, of course, nursing homes have rules and regulations, but you have to follow your own heart and do what's best within the guidelines that you're given. And, there's nothing wrong with making those phone calls. I mean, I used to make them during the third shift. I got to know that floor supervisor very well. And, you know, and we were able to check on Dad after midnight. And, but you have to follow your heart. You always just have to go with that, and then you'll never be led astray.
Right. Tell me about, what your service that you offer is called the Nursing Home Navigator Coach, and you also have the website nursinghomeology.com. So tell me, what does a Nursing Home Navigator Coach do?
Sure. Well, I compare having a family member in a nursing home to being a tiny, tiny boat in the ocean. You know, you're not a cruise ship. You're just almost like a dinghy, very small. And the ocean waves are turbulent and it's rough out there. And sometimes you feel all alone. And it's through the experiences that I had over my 5 years as a caregiver for my dad, I learned many things. He battled Alzheimer's disease. So it was the last 5 years of his 15-year battle that took place in long-term care. So we had, as a family, daily challenges. So I know what it's like, and you literally do feel like a teeny tiny boat adrift in the ocean. Mm-hmm. And so I help them navigate these rough waters. You know, it's everything from the staff to their daily care plan to working with the activities director. And I do specialize with people who who are living with Alzheimer's disease and other dementias, because that was my experience with my dad. But I work with other people as well. And it's challenging and it's tough too, as an adult, to see, you know, your mom and dad in that situation, when they may no longer be walking or talking and they have a lot of special needs. That's very challenging. So I help families with that.
Right. So somebody, let's say, who has a mom, dad, love, spouse in a nursing home, and they're having challenges, they don't know how to deal with the staff, or they feel like their loved one isn't getting the best care that they could get, they would call you, and then you would sort of say, well, maybe talk to the staff this way, or maybe approach it this way. Is that the practical thing that you would do?
Yes, we do break it down in practical segments, and I provide an outline for them. So it's not 100 things. You know, I have some very specific categories, and we work through that, and then I get together an action plan for them. First, of course, I hear their main concerns, but I do have it broken down into very specific categories based on what I went through and our family went through. So that's how I help them.
Okay. And is there any steps that a family could take, right off the bat, their loved one is placed in a nursing home? Is there anything any advice that you give to people, like this is how you start this off like so you don't get into troubles later on. What sort of advice do you offer for that?
It really is, you know, a complicated undertaking, you know, and you can go on the internet and you can enter a zip code and look up things and, you know, use the guidelines that Medicare provides, which is very helpful with 1 to 5 stars. And you can talk to social workers, but ultimately the thing to do is to go in yourself and do the tours and walk around independently and use your own intuition and be sort of like a detective and really look at all the details. Look at how the staff interacts with the residents. Look at the staff themselves. You know, there are state and federal guidelines that each nursing home has to adhere to, but, you know, are people generally smiling? Do they seem like they like their jobs? Look at the residents, how they are presenting themselves, how they interact with one another, how staff interacts with them, how staff interacts with each other, vice versa. And then, you know, you just want to, it's going to be their new home.
Right.
So actually going in and checking things out for yourself and then using your intuition, because as I stress in some blog posts I've written, it's not just the beauty, the aesthetics.
Yeah.
It's so much more than that. You know, you could have a state-of-the-art facility that was just built last month, but you may have an older, I don't want to call it a facility, an older nursing home center that maybe just has a smaller staff but provides a level of care that's more akin to what you would prefer for your loved one.
Mm-hmm. Does every state have, is there a staffing ratio, this number of nurses per patient? And is it throughout the United States or every state is different?
There are state and federal guidelines. And so they need to be followed. Are they always followed perfectly every day? Probably not.
Right.
But, you know, in short staffing, it impacts every resident. Every resident suffers when that happens.
Right. Have you ever in your coaching recommended to a family, like, that's it, you've done everything you can, you might want to look for a new nursing facility? Do you ever recommend that to families?
Yeah, I have. There might be situations where that nursing home perhaps has been bought out by a large conglomerate and there was staff reduction and maybe their favorite CNA or floor nurse has left and things are not the same and the quality of the care has gone down. And they've waited and things haven't gotten better. They've gotten worse. Yes. So, you know, although it's traumatic, you really have to look at everything going on. And especially when a loved one has Alzheimer's, it's difficult to make a move like that because,
right.
you know, that familiarity is crucial, but you really have to look from soup to nuts, from A to Z at all these areas. And if your family members' care needs are not being met and their care plan is not being followed, there is no reason to stay and to suffer.
Right.
So,
to
answer your question, I have.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you have information about this on your website, nursinghomology.com. You have, like, tips and blog posts and things like that on your site?
Yes, I do.
Great. Mm-hmm. All right. So that, again, that's nursinghomology.com. And I just want to shift gears here a little bit because – before, which is a perfect segue, you talked about being in rough seas and a dinghy and a cruise ship. So thank you for opening that door. So you are, in addition to everything else you do, you are involved with something that I just find fascinating. It's called Connecting Circles of Care and Building Bridges of Hope Cruise. And I'll let you talk about it, but this is a cruise specifically for caregivers and for individuals with early stage dementia to have a really safe and non-judgmental experience. So tell us all about that cruise.
Absolutely. I'd be glad to. Yes, last year I partnered with Kathy Schoaf of Elite Cruises and Vacations. Kathy is an RN, and it was her idea. She had been doing senior-friendly cruises, and she thought, what about a dementia-friendly cruise? So she began to do these last year, and I came, sorry for the pun, on board with her and partnered up with her and created that tagline, which really says it all, connecting circles of care and bridging.
Building bridges of hope.
Yes, thank you. Building bridges of hope. Yeah, and it's so important because that's what we need to do today. And it's very unique because this is just not a cruise that provides, which there's, of course, a great value in any cruise that provides respite for seniors or for anyone suffering any type of disease or disability. But this is a lot more than that. It's specifically tailored for individuals who are living with early stage Alzheimer's or any other type of dementia. And we have wrapped this beautiful conference in with the cruise. And we have a bucket list destination. So it leaves September 15th from Seattle, and it will go round trip, returns on September 22nd, making four stops in Alaska, with the last stop being Victoria, Canada, on Holland America's MS Eurodam. And the conference is, I put that together, and I'm really thrilled with it. It's we have something for everyone, really, from how to create a dementia-friendly home, nutrition for the caregiver. I'm going to be talking about long-term care. We're talking about the creative arts and how that benefits people with dementia. We're going to have a workshop about how to write your healing story, which is perfect for caregivers, and a lot more. So it's just, we're very excited about it. So they have this bucket list destination, and then they also have, on a daily basis, conference sessions to go to. So there's really something for the caregiver and their loved one. A lot of education and inspiration. Thank you. And empowerment, too.
Yeah. I just think, I run an Alzheimer's respite care program, and I just see the isolation in caregivers and how alone they feel and how intimidated they are to go out and be in public, and they're afraid of that, and what if their loved one does something or says something to embarrass them, and friends start going away. So I just think this whole idea of this safe, non-judgmental, educational, fun, everything wrapped up into one is just such an amazing, amazing concept. I really applaud you for being part of this, and I hope people can take advantage of it. So I want to give out all the information about you so people can jot it down. You want to learn more about the Alaska cruise on Holland American that leaves from Seattle September 15th and goes to Alaska, comes back September 22nd, that website is www.alscruisealaska.org. And then if you have a specific question about the cruise or want more information, you could call Lisa at 646-784-7629. And then if you want to find out more about Lisa's nursing home coaching and find out more about that whole world of walking you through this time in your life, you could email Lisa at lisa@nursinghomeology.com. And if you're a social media person, Lisa is on Twitter at nursinghome7 and on Facebook at nursinghomeology. So lots of different places. I will be posting all this information when I post the podcast, and Lisa will be giving out this information also. But I am so glad you were able to join me today, Lisa. I think this is just really, really good information for people to learn about. I want to have you come back. We need to talk about AIDS and payment and the way our country is structured and CNAs and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So I'm definitely would love to have you come back. So thank you for joining me today. Good.
Thank you, Leah. I would love to do that.
Okay,
and I just want to give a very quick shout out before I go and say it one more time. Yes, the Connecting Circles of Care and Building
yes.
Bridges, Connecting Circles of Care and Building Bridges of Hope Cruising Conference. And I want to give a shout out to my keynote speaker, Jeff Borghoff. And Jeff is going to be doing some memory cafes. He's going to be there with his wife, Kim. They're going to have a session as well. His keynote speech is entitled Embracing Change and Living Fearlessly with Alzheimer's Disease. And Jeff is an advocate going to Washington, D.C. next week. He is part of the early onset congressional group with the national chapter of the Alzheimer's Association. So Jeff was diagnosed at a young age, and he's doing a lot right now to live fearlessly. And we really applaud him for his bravery and his courage and the hope that he gives all of us. So I just wanted to mention that.
Wonderful. Yeah, that sounds, I mean, just the fact that you're having things for the caregivers, things for the individuals
mm-hmm.
with the dementia, just really great combination. So thank you again.
Thank you.
And thank you, everyone, for joining me today on the Front Lines of Caregiving, and I hope you gained some useful and helpful information. If you like the podcast, you could take a moment to subscribe, and then you'll get updates about future guests. And I hope you have a great week and that you'll be able to take some time for yourself this week. So see everybody next time. Take care.
Thank
you. Bye-bye, Lisa.
Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon.
Okay.